Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to guide you and keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We're here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because if we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your mama. Go wake up your daddy. Go wake up your grandmama. Go wake up your granddaddy. Go wake up your sister and your brother, and let them know that In the Corner is on the air. Go wake them up now. Go wake them up. Let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. We on the air. Beaming the love of God from Dallas-Fort Worth area throughout the known world. Go wake them up now. Get them out to bed. I know what I'm going to have to do. Let me go get my roosters. Let me go get my roosters. Come on, roosters. Benny, Red, and Crow. That's Benny, Red, and Crow. They gonna get you out the bed like nobody else can. Benny, Red, and Crow. They'll get you. They'll get you out the bed. They'll get you out of bed. Amen. Amen. Come on. Come on, Benny, Red, and Crow. Oh, that Red is. You hear? See, once Red start crowing, Red don't like to stop crowing. Y'all better get on out. Let me go put them up. All right. Thank you, Benny. Thank you, Red. Thank y'all. Y'all doing y'all job. All right. Oh, boy. They really crowing this morning. Let me go get a good song here. Let me go get a good song. I'll make it all right. The beautiful Zion Choir saying, I'll make it all right. right, that's the beautiful Zion Choir saying, I'll make it all right. You know, long as Jesus is my Lord and Savior, oh, you'll make it all right. Yes, you will. That's your song for the day. That's your song for the day. Regardless what's going on in your life, just say, I'll make it all right. Bills may be due, but you say, I'll make it all right. Folks may be walking out on you in your life. You know, when friends walk out, that's when Jesus walk in. So say that song, I'll make it all right. That's your song for the day. It's time to read the Bible. It's time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. We're going to be reading again out of the New Testament again. Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11 through Mark chapter 13. Reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them,
go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you doing this? Say, the Lord needs it, and will send it back here shortly.
They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied in a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked,
what are you doing untying that colt?
They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it.
Hosanna in the highest heaven!
Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted,
Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord!
Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David!
Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree,
may no one ever eat fruit from you again.
And his disciples heard him say it.
I see it, just as he spoke.
On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said,
is it not written, my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of robbers.
The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him, for they feared him because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. When evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus,
Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered.
Have faith in God.
Jesus answered,
truly I tell you, if you say to this mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will happen, it will be done for you. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins.
They arrived again in Jerusalem, and while Jesus was walking in the temple courts, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders came to him.
By what authority are you doing these things?
Listen to this.
And who gave you authority to do this?
I will ask you one question. Answer me. And I will tell you by what authority I am doing these things. John's baptism, was it from heaven or of human origin? Tell me.
They discussed it among themselves and said,
if we say from heaven, he will ask, then why didn't you believe him?
But if we say of human origin,
they feared the people, for everyone held that John really was a prophet. So they answered Jesus,
we don't know.
Jesus said,
Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things.
The Book of Mark continued.
Jesus then began to speak to them in parables.
A man planted a vineyard. He put a wall around it, dug a pit for the winepress, and built a watchtower. Then he rented the vineyard to some farmers and moved to another place. At harvest time, he sent a servant to the tenants to collect from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Then he sent another servant to them. They struck this man on the head and treated him shamefully. He sent still another, and that one they killed. He sent many others. Some of them they beat, others they killed. He had one left to send, a son whom he loved. He sent him last of all, saying,
"They will respect my son."
But the tenants said to one another,
"This is the heir. Come, let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours."
So they took him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and kill those tenants and give the vineyard to others. Haven't you read this passage of scripture? The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
Then the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders looked for a way to arrest him because they knew he had spoken the parable against them. They were afraid of the crowd, so they left him and went away. Later they sent some of the Pharisees and Herodians to Jesus to catch him in his words. They came to him and said,
"Teacher, we know that you are a man of integrity. You aren't swayed by others because you pay no attention to who they are. But you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth.
Is it right to pay the imperial tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or shouldn't we?"
But Jesus knew their hypocrisy.
"Why are you trying to trap me? Bring me a denarius and let me look at it."
They brought the coin, and he asked them,
"Whose image is this, and whose inscription?"
"Caesar's."
Then Jesus said to them,
"Give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's."
And they were amazed at him. Then the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to him with a question.
"Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife but no children, the man must marry the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first one married and died without leaving any children. The second one married the widow, but he also died leaving no child. It was the same with the third. In fact, none of the seven left any children. Last of all, the woman died too. At the resurrection, whose wife will she be, since the seven were married to her?"
Jesus replied,
"Are you not in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? When the dead rise, they will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven. Now, about the dead rising, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the account of the burning bush, how God said to him,
'I am God of Abraham,
He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You are badly mistaken.'"
One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him,
"Of all the commandments, which is the most important?"
The most important one,"
answered Jesus,
"is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these."
"Well said, teacher,"
the man replied.
"You are right in saying that God is one, and there is no other but Him. To love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength. And to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices.
When Jesus saw that he'd answered wisely, he said to him,
You are not far from the kingdom of God.
And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions. While Jesus was teaching in the temple courts, he asked,
Why do the teachers of the law say that the Messiah is the son of David? David himself, speaking by the Holy Spirit, declared,
The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.
David himself calls him Lord. How then can he be his son?
The large crowd listened to him with delight. As he taught, Jesus said,
Watch out for the teachers of the law. They like to walk around in flowing robes and be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and have the most important seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for a show make lengthy prayers. These men will be punished most severely.
Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in 2 very small copper coins with only a fraction of a penny. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said,
Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on.
As Jesus was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him,
Look, teacher, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings.
Do you see all these great buildings? Not one stone here will be left on another. Every one will be thrown down.
As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately,
Tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that they are all about to be fulfilled?
Jesus said to them,
Watch out, that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, claiming, I am he, and will deceive many. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places, and famines. These are the beginning of birth pains. You must be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and flogged in the synagogues on account of me. You will stand before governors and kings as witnesses to them, and the gospel must first be preached to all nations. Whenever you are arrested and brought to trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given you at the time, for it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but those who stand firm to the end will be saved. When you see the abomination that causes desolation standing where it does not belong, let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the housetop go down or into the house to take anything out. Let no one in the field go back to get their cloak. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Pray that this will not take place in winter, because those will be days of distress unequaled from the beginning when God created the world until now, and never to be equaled again. If the Lord had not cut short those days, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect whom he has chosen, he has shortened them. At that time, if anyone says to you, Look, here is the Messiah, or Look, there he is, do not believe it. For false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. So be on your guard. I have told you everything ahead of time. But in those days following that distress, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, people will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory, and he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. Now, learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with an assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch. Because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening, or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone. Watch.
All right. That was our scripture reading for today. We read out of the book of St. Mark, Mark chapter 11 through Mark chapter 13. May God bless those who have read and who have heard his holy word. All right, y'all. It's prayer time now. It's prayer time. Come on, y'all. Let's gather around the altar and let's pray. Because a family that prays together is a family that are stay together. Come on, y'all, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you once again for blessing us, dear God, with another week. You brought us, dear God, all the way from Monday to Friday to the close of a week. And we just thank you, dear God. And Lord, we know that you didn't bring us this far to leave us. And Lord, we're just believing you for blessings. Lord, we know that you want to bless your people. That's why you gave us this word, because you put various promises in there. And if we reach out and grab on some of these promises, dear God, you will honor those promises, dear God, and you will indeed bless your people through your word, just like you told Peter, dear God, to have faith in God, that if we say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in our heart, but if we believe those things which we have asked for, it shall surely come to pass. Oh, dear God, thank you today for the power of prayer. Now, Lord, as we get ready to go to church this weekend, dear God, we want to pray regarding church services. We pray for the preparations on Saturday. Some churches will be having choir practice and dance practice, dear God, and the praise team practice and all other kind of practices, usher practices and all kinds of preparations. And so we ask you to bless those preparations. Then, Lord, we pray you bless every auxiliary in the church. Dear God, bless the parking lot crew. Bless the greeters. Bless the ushers. Bless the choir. Bless the praise team, the deacons, the ministers, the trustees, all the members of the churches, dear God. We pray that everybody would be on their post on Sunday morning. Everybody will be doing what they're supposed to do. Then, Lord, more than anything, we pray for that preached word. We pray, dear God, that you'll prepare the preacher's heart to preach your word. Then we pray that the lost would be saved, and saved would be encouraged, and backsliders will come back to you. Now, Lord, bless your people today in a mighty, mighty way, and we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it, that's it, that's it. We done sung our song. We done had our prayer. We done had our scripture. And the clock on the wall is saying, that's all for this portion of In Your Corner. We're so thankful that you got up this morning to listen and have devotion with us. Now listen, we play the best of In Your Corner on the weekend. We don't go away on the weekend. We are right here, 6 o'clock, 12 o'clock, Saturday and Sunday, with In Your Corner. So listen to the best of In Your Corner. Tell your friend, your neighbor, your co-worker, somebody who didn't listen this week, let them know that we come on the weekend. You can catch it on the weekend. All right, I'm excited about the weekend that's coming. All right, let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember our format here at KLIT Biz at the top of the hour. We minister in the word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. Matter of fact, I got that early morning sermon getting ready to play for you in just a minute or so. So stay tuned for that early morning sermon. Then at 7 o'clock, we'll be back with Ghostbusters, because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood and somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book. Let you listen to a portion of a sermon that I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Oh, just a wonderful church right here in Irving, Texas. If you ever in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you gotta stop by. You just gotta stop by and have church with us right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. A wonderful church. You're gonna love those people. Those people gonna love you. All right, then at 9 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, we'll take a look at Unshackled. It's a radio drama, real live people. It'll make you face yourself and think. And then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book, let you listen to a portion of our Wednesday night Bible study. We got folks who are not even members of our church, but they love our Wednesday night Bible study. So listen to a deeper look in the book. Then at 12 o'clock, we missed any of these programs. Guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. In Your Corner will be rebroadcast at 12 and 6. Ghostbusters will be rebroadcast at 1 and 7. The Situation Room, 2 and 8. A Look in the Book at 3 and 9. Unshackled at 4 and 10. A Deeper Look in the Book at 5 and 11. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker about us, because we are in Your Corner!